Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Governor Evers today vetoed a Senate bill that was a Republican spending plan utilizing the state's projected revenue surplus. The governor's veto comes after Governor Evers called the legislature in a special session to use $250 million in projected revenue surpluses to recommit to two-thirds of state funding for K-12 education. Republicans wanted to use that as a rebate to taxpayers. We'll have more on that story coming up later. And a resolution in opposition to metallic sulfide mining was discussed Tuesday afternoon at a meeting of the Langlade County Water and Land Use Committee. The resolution is in response to the drilling lease granted to a Canadian-owned company for exploratory drilling at the headwaters of the Wolf River. Although the testing will take place in Oneida County, just north of the Langlade County line, the resolution notes that if the testing results in mining, most of the potential harm would be to those living in seven downstream counties before the water eventually empties into Green Bay. The primary concern of the resolution is that sulfide mining produces acid-producing wastes. A number of the 35 or so community members in attendance spoke in favor of the resolution, and that included representatives of the Menominee Tribe and the Sacagan Chippewa community. The board voted unanimously to forward the resolution to the County Executive Committee on March 10th. The death last year of a Rhinelander woman has led to the arrest of a Stevens Point man. 23-year-old Dalton Camp of Stevens Point was arrested there as part of an ongoing investigation into the death of 25-year-old Shauna Sarkuskas of Rhinelander on August 27th last year. Her body was discovered at a Town of Newbold residence. Camp was booked into the Oneida County Jail for reckless homicide by manufacture, distribution, delivery of a controlled substance, and a probation hold. According to online court records, Camp was a former Rhinelander resident and has had drug and firearm charges in the past. Stevens Point Police and the Portage County Sheriff's Department assisted Oneida County. Wausau City Council passed a declaration on Tuesday pushing back against the federal government's reported effort to deport Hmong residents that may have crimes on their record. District 10 Alder Mary Thau.
These are individuals that we care about. We value the vitality of their lives and their children, and that we oppose any future conversations about deporting some of our community members.
She says in some cases the person may have paid the price for their crime and have since moved on, but may not have the resources to go after full citizenship. Tile says other cities, such as Madison, La Crosse, and Appleton, have passed similar measures. And the city of Rhinelander is in the preliminary stages of applying for a grant to screen out PFAS water contamination from city water. Mayor Chris Fredrickson reported at the Common Council meeting this week they're doing the preliminary work to eventually request a grant from the Rhinelander Community Foundation for a voucher reimbursement program.
The effect of this is not necessarily a band-aid. It's to make sure that the issue moves forward, that water is something we all need to have and need to have it be safe. So to make that plausible, seeking every avenue we have to do so is their goal.
Two wells have been turned off after levels of PFAS contamination exceeded federal pollution limits. The council requested the mayor move forward with asking for the grant and, if successful, to be used as a voucher for residents to filter PFAS from the water. The weather forecast for this afternoon: look for scattered snow showers, mostly cloudy, high near 23. Tonight, chance of flurries, cloudy, low near 1 above. Thursday, a chance of flurries, cloudy, high near 18. That's the news. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.